This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. A 23-year-old man from Bad Axe was hospitalized with minor injuries after his electric scooter collided with a pickup truck in a Walmart parking lot Wednesday afternoon, according to local police. Authorities said the man was riding east through the lot and entered the path of the northbound 2024 Ford Maverick operated by a 72-year-old Bayport resident. The scooter rider reportedly did not yield before crossing and was struck and thrown to the ground by the truck. The police noted the scooter was traveling at high speed. The driver of the Ford Maverick was not hurt, and both vehicles had minimal damage. The Bad Axe police were assisted by emergency crews from Central Huron Ambulance and Bad Axe Fire Department at the scene. The Pigeon Area Women's Club will be collecting new items on Saturday, tomorrow, September 27th, for the Huron County Safe Place. The collection will be from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. in Caseville's downtown park during the Market on Main event. A wide variety of items are being sought to help others with a fresh start. The needed items include detergent, fabric softener, dryer sheets, cleaning and disinfectant wipes, garbage bags, paper towels, dish soap, liquid disinfectant, toilet paper, hand soap, and food storage bags. Also, pack and plays are needed, infant car seats are needed, baby swings, pillows, socks, twin sheets, and comforters. Another needed item is cell phones in any condition. All right. A gentleman named Woods, 33-year-old probationer from Saginaw, was sentenced to prison for leading a high-speed police chase that ended in a crash. On September 24, Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andrew Burrow sentenced Woods to three concurrent prison terms ranging from 18 months to 15 years, credited for 154 days already served in jail. Woods was also reportedly to pay $464 in fines and costs. The chase was the result of Woods attempting to evade arrest for possession of illicit drugs, calculating and collision with other vehicles. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
One, two, three, four.
Frank, what are you counting?
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm counting how much my loan payment would be if I took out a loan at Bayport State Bank for a new possum barn.
Oh, Frank. Just go to BayportStateBank.com and use their financial calculator to see if you can afford it. Or just go to one of their offices and talk to an ag lender.
Sally, you're so smart. I knew there was a reason I married you. Let me go check.
Oh, Frank.
Sally, great news. I can get a new possum barn.
That's great.
One, two, three, four.
What are you counting now?
How many more possums I can fit in my new barn?
Oh, Frank.
Bayport State Bank, with four locations to serve you in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
More than 4 million adults in the United States have glaucoma.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Nearly half of those with glaucoma don't even know that they have it until vision loss has occurred.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments.
Schedule a comprehensive eye exam to protect your sight.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
The Huron County Courthouse in Bad Axe, Michigan, is hosting a suicide awareness event this week as part of an ongoing local efforts to raise awareness about suicide prevention. While the recent major event, the Huron County Suicide Prevention Walk and Awareness, took place earlier this month at the Huron County Nature Center, The courthouse event continues the community-focused initiatives organized by the Huron County Prevention Coalition to support mental health and suicide awareness in the region. The coalition provides resources, support, and education to public throughout the year to help prevent suicide and promote well-being. The Lakers High School is celebrating Homecoming Week on September 29th to October 3rd with a Disney theme. The festivities will include Homecoming Parade on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Pigeon, followed by a varsity football game against Sandusky at 7 p.m. The Homecoming King will be announced during the prep assembly on Friday afternoon, and the Homecoming Queen will be revealed at halftime of the varsity game that evening. The 2025 Homecoming Senior Court members are Luke Caron, Marion Shoup, Ella Stobosch, Ava Grady, Michelle Bruce, Nate Randmaski, Jacob Harmon, and L.A. McIntyre. The class representatives include freshman Walter Haig and Savannah Shepherd, sophomores Bryden Bishop and Claire Suggett, and juniors Matthew Murdoch and Lena Stone. These events aim to foster school spirit and celebrate the students' community during the festival week. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnut.net. And this news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC.